That's the reason organizations have agile coaches and scrum masters at the same time. So I have a very unpopular opinion on this. I think it's because the organizations are making a significant mistake and they don't understand what a scrum master actually is. And actually, Todd, I think you agree with this. The scrum master is the agile coach of the organization.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of organizations instead have created these hierarchies. Well, we have an agile coach that works with outside the team. We have scrum masters that work inside the team. And what they've really done is diminished the scrum master to an admin, right? They've diminished their role considerably. And meanwhile, the agile coaches have no skin in the game for delivery. And then they get to become life coaches. And I don't find that model to be fulfilling. I think a lot of it stems from, well, we have this scrum master with 10 years of experience, and they're going to leave if we don't pay them more, but we can't pay them more unless we give them a different title, and they don't want to be a senior scrum master. Agile coach is the next step. So it's almost like an administrative thing. So there's lots of ways we get here. I just think it's an anti-pattern. If you're a scrum shop, I don't understand why you have agile coaches. Your scrum master is the agile coach to the organization.
I feel like I go in a little bit of a, like, I feel like I could take this too far with this conversation, right? I don't know. And I don't know where this is all going as an industry. I feel like we're in an inflection point. We have some companies that have been struggling using Agile and adopting Scrum for years, only to find out that their organizations haven't changed at all. Right? They just say they're doing Agile and they do these things and they have Agile coaches, and because they're paying Agile coaches and we're paying them from big consulting firms, that it's working out and it's not. But I don't know if I want to continue this rant, right? but I think that we really need to start to take a firm look in the eyes and say, is Agile working here? And if it's not, what do we need to do that? Obviously, our first step in answering that question is going to tell you to take a deep look and start to understand what evidence-based management is and start working towards that. We truly believe that that is going to unlock the answer to the question, is Agile working? Was it worth it here? And if not, how do we move forward? And by the way, that's going to be a very fact-driven conversation that may not be easy to stomach.
Right. Something that you and I talk about regularly is that people do not respond rationally to data, although we wish they did. And so as you start looking at, has Agile worked here? And if you're at one of these banks that's invested hundreds of millions of dollars, or an airline that's put, you know, $500 million into a transformation, and you have real data that says we've gotten nothing tangible out of it, that leads to really bad, good, interesting, however you want to label them, situations that people may not respond rationally to.
To Dan. You remember that whole thing started like 2 years ago when Dan was like, yeah, you know, if you give people, Dan Vacanti, if you give people data, it makes a more rational conversation. I said, Dan, I think it's absolutely the opposite.
No.
If you give factual data and have a conversation based on fact, people tend to act irrationally because we hope something works out the way that we want it to. And hope is not a strategy. Right. No. And so I was so cynical, but since then, we've seen it a bunch.
Yeah, I mean, in all different areas, we've seen where the infusion of data has caused irrational reaction, and so we now tread lightly, and we try to make sure that when we're infusing data into a conversation, there are goals and stories and a narrative wrapped with it. That's leading in a direction that's good for the organization and not blaming or trying to demote or diminish. It's got to be a careful, calculated thing. To Todd's point, you don't throw data out and hope it changes opinions. You need to be crafting a narrative and using it in with goals and strategy and trying to really make these positive shifts. It's becoming an art more than a science, wouldn't you say, Todd? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But also in that cautionary tale, don't make the data fit your narrative. Drive a narrative based off of the data. It's easy to do.